Channel one, right. Channel one, right, on a new reel and beginning the visit with Cookie and Mark and Franklin this Monday at supper, the 25th of October, 71. Channel one, right, on a new reel and the beginning of the visit with Cookie and Mark and Franklin this Monday at supper, the 25th of October, 71. Channel one, right, and beginning of the visit with Mark, Cookie and Mark and Franklin. It's Monday at supper, or after supper, the 25th, Monday, the 25th of October, 71. Channel 1 right, and beginning of the visit with Cookie and Franklin and Mark, Monday at supper, after supper, the 25th of October, 71. Channel 1 right, beginning of the visit with Cookie and Franklin and Mark, the 25th of October, Monday after supper, the 25th of October, 71.
Have you had some coffee? I mean, have you had some supper?
Yes, we
have. I got cabbage and stuff.
No, me and Frank eat before that.
What's that?
Yeah, me and Frank eat supper before we left home.
What you doing roaming around this time of day?
I tell you, I it's the only time I felt like roaming. I was down here this morning, but I just...
Oh, this you hadn't been up to the
office. I felt so rough, by golly, I had to go back home.
You got something?
No, sir. I've just got a cold in my head and my sinus is just driving me crazy.
Let me tell you.
Right here. Right there.
Yeah. I had a sinus pain. And I never want another one. Talk about that damn sinus. No, sir.
I tell you, I probably just can't do nothing.
I couldn't. Anything like that, I couldn't.
That's far back, golly. I just went on back home. I was down here this morning at 9:30. No, I was back home by that time for now.
Come in, gentlemen. Put up a chair, Frank. Sit over here. You want to sit. you weren't hit. Did you see the vet when he came?
Nuh-uh. No, I was over to, I just come down to the trailer, looked at my horses, and my head was going around and around, and I began to get fevered up, and I just went back home.
My thing, fine.
Get him a little bit. He don't know.
Looked at that cow and. He said, which way does she go? I said, I'll open the gate. He said, well, I'll take her on. I said, you don't need to. She knows where to go. He went on around there, and by the time he got there, she was standing there with her head through that thing waiting for him. And she said, he said, I'll be damned.
Well, she's been around there so much, she ought to know it.
Yeah.
Well, he got it on top and the bottom. He stuck his finger in there and made that thing open up. And there's one on the bottom.
On the bottom of the foot?
Yes, sir. And you know, I saw Mark been out there working on that fence, and I was out there having him clean the road where he could do it. And she walked on down there, and she walks better than she did before he worked on her this morning. See, that covered hurting.
Sure.
Now she got a little relief. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I didn't get any of that green
glance to this morning.
Uh-huh.
Was that the copper talk?
Yeah. I don't last as long as you think.
I see, where'd I get that? I got that last stock and supply for $2.75.
Yeah.
And they charged $3 at the animal hospital.
Yeah. Well, it's 10, 15 cents shorter distance.
Yeah, but if I go to work tomorrow, I'm going to go right by there tomorrow evening. I'm going to Lake Butler tomorrow evening after work.
Are you?
Yeah.
Set up there at the table, Frank. I'll set right if you want.
You got to go out and look at my rig. You got to see my rig now. I'm already ready.
Well, now, is that your wagon you got there?
Yeah.
Well, what, you going to use this wagon?
Yeah. I'm already ready.
Not going to paint it or anything?
No. Didn't throw that. No, I ain't going to paint it. It wouldn't be old-fashioned if you painted it.
No.
Would be antique.
It ain't over the dealer's name, would it?
Yeah, it wouldn't be antique if you painted it.
Sure not. They're going to decorate it anyway.
They're going to decorate it anyway. They're going to have everything on it.
Oh, and these is a bed and some wheels there.
Mm-hmm. But I want you to see my trailer I built to haul it on.
Oh.
Oh, you're not pulling it?
No. No, I wouldn't pull it from here to Hawthorne. No, it would take me all night.
Well, Frank and Mark could ride with
But I've got me a trailer that I can run that Alice Chalmers up on. With the disc, or with the plow, or with a mow machine, or whatever you want.
And you did that with that silence?
Not today, no. I did that last, when did I do it, Frank?
Tuesday night.
Tuesday night and Wednesday night.
Tuesday and Wednesday, finished up Wednesday.
Yep, my trailer was in the Gator Parade. Homecoming Parade.
Wow.
It sure was.
You just don't have any banisters on it yet?
No, it ain't got nothing. I don't know whether I'll put any banisters on or not.
Just keep it flat.
Keep it flat. It's a tandem, and
yeah.
You can run that Alice Chalmers up on it. You can run the Ford up on it. You could even run the hay baler and all right up on it.
Yeah. Run Pappy up on it?
Yeah, tie him on both sides and let him stand there in the middle.
That's what Nick did.
Exact. Tied it and just ran him up on it and tied him till he's standing in the middle.
That was
a
little all around it. That poor horse, as long legged as he was, as I ever saw in my life, he was standing up there looking down on the cab.
You wouldn't have started down the lane with him, would you?
Oh.
Oh no.
Here he started in Georgia. Tennessee.
Yeah.
Tennessee, yeah.
And got stopped at the border.
You mean tell me there's a horse on top of a flatbed trailer?
Just about.
Hauled to Tennessee?
Just about.
Pickup.
It's got a board around him.
Worse than a horse. It was a 16-month colt.
Yeah.
Never been loaded before.
Never been loaded before.
until that I'm glad he was driving.
That's right. It hadn't been off the place, had it?
No, hadn't. I don't guess he had all 4 feet off the ground at the same time morning when he laid down.
That's right. And he hadn't been much farther than this place where he was born, right here. By the watering dog.
No. No, sir. And he went on down the lane, the little old pickup truck, you know, and bumped. And he didn't bat an eye. I could see him. I stood there with him all the way. He went by your horses, you see, and they neighed and went by. He's over here. You know, Missy always makes a fuss.
Oh, yeah.
She walked on up the front street with him. On the way to Georgia.
Yeah,
no, my whole determination this morning, last night rather, was to come down here and hook them big horses and break some dirt with them today. That was my whole heart's desire.
I know, you said you
would. But I just absolutely couldn't do it.
Well, how come you getting all that sinus business?
I took a fresh cold in the head.
And it does that?
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while.
Hmm.
But right there now, I see
mm-hmm.
my Aniston just wore off, and I'm going to take some more. Right there.
This fence down there had the, I had forgotten. When I mended it, I patched it, I rebuilt it when I came. And I put a barb on top of it and one on the bottom.
Yeah.
Well, the one on the top there you can see. But the one on the bottom was a new one. I had clear forgotten about it. And it was buried. And when I put that thing down there, Mark got it out. It's down 2 or 3 inches in the ground. When I put it down there, it was right on the ground, but at least a hand above the ground, you know. You wouldn't put it down on the ground.
Oh, no, no.
And now, and I don't know what happened. It's not out there where it washes.
No. Has that been plowed since you've been here?
Oh, no.
Well, I'll bet there's the hair roots down that deep in the ground.
Yeah, it's right there in the hair, you see.
All right, as your hair grows, beds down, moss is down, it has a tendency to build up.
Oh, it does.
If you'll just take, if you'll just watch it.
It builds up.
Now that ought to be plowed up.
Oh yes, that needs it worse than any place here.
Except that broom place down there.
Yeah. Yeah, and if this damn cow gets a foot well, I can do it.
Yeah.
She sure walked easier than she did before he lanced it.
Well, what did he call that?
Just a boil. Just, you know, just full of pus. Is that what you mean? So, the infection had gone so deep down there.
Yeah.
That was what's like gone, you see, when I found her out there. Well, the highway, you know, that Bahia grass builds up on the sides.
It does.
It does, that's
yes,
right.
Yes, it does.
Until the water won't run off.
That's right.
And you've seen that. I've seen that. And it don't take long to do it.
No.
But could be some sediment in that.
Very
sediment
little.
Wouldn't do it.
No, very little sediment.
So they just they just take a scraper and just scrape that down.
Yeah.
Right there.
And the next year, you've got Bahia back there too, haven't you?
Yeah, I don't think it takes that long, does it? Seems like it comes right back. I don't know whether they have any season they do little things or not. I don't think those people in the road probably have any season then.
They ain't got enough things to have any season.
If they had, they wouldn't stay in the road department. Not to,
that's right.
The way I've seen it operate, you couldn't stand it.
Have you got that truck out here?
Which truck?
Yeah.
That Chevrolet? Not sure have.
Yeah, you got it.
I'll take a look at that. Now we can see that body the way it's sitting in there, the engine.
Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, I heard it. Engine wouldn't work. I took it out. Put in an engine he hadn't caught you. Yeah, on the Memphis.
Yeah. I just can't.
Frank Dennett and I supervised it today. Done something else to it.
That truck?
Yeah. The transmission, the spline that went in the back transmission, drive shaft spline, was a little bit short. So we took the drive shaft out of the old car and cut it in two and cut it the right length and welded it back together. And put it in the pickup.
I don't quite get that.
The drive shaft spline,
yeah,
on the regular pickup drive shaft,
yeah,
was about that much short.
Oh.
Just about that much short. Well, the drive shaft in the car was about that much too long. So we took a hacksaw, cut in two.
Well, you couldn't cut that with a hacksaw.
We did. Frank did.
The drive shaft?
Yes, sir.
Why, Frank?
With a hacksaw.
Yeah.
I took these, universal joint, yoke, off of that piece we cut off, put it back on there and welded it. And I pulled that trailer coming down here. A speedometer don't work, but I know I pulled it 70 mile an hour. This is true as a nickel.
It was about that thick all the way
through.
I wouldn't have
thought that.
I did. I done it. I've got a two piece drive shaft in it now. Single drive bearing. I got it fixed right up town.
You better let it go for a chance again.
No, sir. I'm going to keep it.
Because you know what's in it.
I know what's in it. Because
yeah.
I put it all in. I built it all. And I drove the fool out of it since we changed oil in it, and it ain't used the first drop. That exhaust pipe's just as white and as chalky as a brand new automobile. Where it was a smoking from, where it was smoking from, guy, was the transmission cooler line was a leaking and blowing back on the exhaust pipe on that old wagon. That's what was causing it to smoke. As far as the old engine is using oil, it ain't going to use no oil. If I can drive one from here home and back home and to Gainesville and back down here and not get any oil out of it the way I drove it, it ain't going
to
use nothing.
Well, you wouldn't need to just drive your horse horn.
Yeah, that old Ford truck, he'd use a quart and a half to clean your horse horn.
Well, you can tell the difference. You're just going to use oil to clean your head and ass. Couldn't you?
Yeah. I got next to that thing. That's what them wheels made round for us. Oh.
It'd be a mistake, Cookie, to have a new car, wouldn't it?
Sure would. You're right.
It'd be a great waste.
I took my car into Jim, what's his name? Jim Cox?
Hey,
Jim.
Up at Jim Hall.
Jim Hall, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have anybody working for him.
What? You mean he got them all run off?
All run off. He had a fella there named Butch or something, but he seemed like he was just sweeping the floor. And he said he had a part-time man coming after dinner. But it was after dinner then, he wasn't there. Maybe the next day. And I asked him where old, I never can remember that cooler's name, you know, and worked for it. Fair-faced fella. Over here on the road to Rochelle, don't you know up there? Earl, what's he called? And he said Earl had quit. And he was handling cattle. Well, I said, I thought a man worked down here in order to make a living so he could handle cattle. Well, he said he had a lot of cattle now. He had all that in front of him and all that behind him, and he had a whole lot more, and cattle everywhere. Full time, handling cattle. Still lives over there on that same place on the Rochelle Road. But he didn't have anybody. And he got under there and looked at it and was looking for a leak, and he said it wasn't that gasket you're talking about. The only thing he could see was way back there was a little washer of a thing that had broke off and letting it drip a little bit. And I thought to myself, well, damn. He got a tank of transmission for a day. I'll just carry me a gallon home and quit fooling with this. If it don't get too bad, I'll just go back up. Get me a gallon of that stuff, but I can't pay 90 cents a quart for it.
Gosh, no.
Goodness, no.
No.
If it's going to leak the way it did there for a while.
Cookie, did I ever have the transmission in my old done? No. No.
You had everything else, though.
Yeah, just name it. Everything. It's been rebuilt.
I said to him, what made them go out? Well, he says one thing is nobody ever cleans them, flushes them.
What, transmission?
The transmission.
Well, now, on most all automobile factory recommendations, it does recommend to change the fluid every 20,000 miles.
Transmission fluid?
Every 20,000, right.
Yeah.
Well, I know. After I pulled that trailer home and back with that Cadillac crank valves, I burned it quite a bit pulling them hills. And when I got back, I changed it, and it seemed to help it an awful lot.
Yeah. Would you get gook in that just like you do in the motor?
Yes.
Mm.
You do.
Oh, yeah. Now, that, both your first cars have got a filter in that transmission. And her car, especially, if that filter gets stopped up, it, when it shifts from second to high, it will hesitate.
If it filters.
Yes, right. It'll hesitate, and then it'll jerk when it goes into high. But yours will hesitate between first and second.
And they both have a filter.
Right.
But you don't know where they are.
Yes, sir. I know where they are.
They changed mine the other day.
They changed your filter, too.
Mm-hmm. That's what they did, they
changed. It dries better, too, don't
yeah.
it?
You're not talking about the oil.
I'm talking about the transmission fluid.
And they changed yours?
Mm-hmm.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
You see, when they rebuilt yours, they put a new one in yours.
Sure. So I'll forget about it. When 20,000 miles come, I'll take it up now.
Mine, I hear, doesn't have one.
Yeah.
The Power Glide does not have one. And it's the hardest one. It's the toughest transmission ever built.
A Power Glide?
Power Glide, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is.
Because it works absolutely on nothing but precision pump parts.
Six one does the same thing?
Right.
What the? Six one, two.
There's two speeds. You've got low and drive. And the faster you wind it, why the less. Fuel you're using.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And you like that all pretty well.
Jake Pond's over here at Hawthorne, he's got a wrecker. He's got a, what size engine he got it? 409 Chevrolet, V8 Chevrolet engine. Next to the biggest one they build. He's got the same type transmission on it as I've got in my truck now. And he uses it for a wrecker.
Hmm.
Now that's how strong they are.
Yeah.
He can put a four-speed standard transmission in it. It just wouldn't stay.
Oh.
You can put that there little two-speed automatic in it, and they can't tear it up.
Is that right?
That's right. Same thing as you got in that old Chevrolet car down there.
Yeah.
Same thing.
In 60, they changed transmissions for a while.
Yeah, they put a Turbo Glide in them.
That caught a lot of them back.
That was a three speed.
Caught a lot of 60s back in 60.
Mm-hmm.
60, 61,
62. Wrecker, why does it have to be so stopped? Because it's got to pick up the end of the other car?
Yeah.
And that's cool,
isn't it? He'll pick up a big truck. With a half-ton Chevrolet pickup, just like mine out there.
Yeah.
62 model, same model.
Yeah.
And he'll pick up a ton and a half truck and walk on off with it.
Well, now, does that come from the motor or a separate motor where he picks it up?
He's got a hand crank on the back.
It picks it up?
Yes, sir.
So all his motor does is just pull the car?
Just pull it, that's right.
But then that swinging back and forth will get him?
Sure will.
And you can't keep it from doing that? Yeah. When Nick got stuck down there, Buster came over here with a wrecker. And I thought he'd get down there, you see, and put him out with a wrecker. But he got his wrecker way up there and took his table down there and just wound it a little piece. Didn't take much, you know, just a little bit. just that little horse or something. That's all he needed for that. And I kept thinking, wouldn't it be nice to have that horse on something where you could take it with you? But you can't take everything with you, can you?
I got one. I'm going to mount on the front of that trailer out there.
Cookie, what don't you have?
I don't know.
What went with that? Have I lost it? What went with that little hammer you left over here? I haven't lost any tools.
I don't know. Maybe I put it in some of my vehicles and hauled it home. I don't know.
Well, you got one in the back end of that car out there, but it's not the one we had that was over here. I'm so bad about dropping those damn things.
Yeah, I found a big, nice screwdriver. Great big one out in the pasture the other day. So we dropped it.
Yeah. I don't know.
But it would be nice. It sure would be nice to have something like that.
I'm going to rig that trailer I got out there to where if one of these tractors gets down to where you can't even crank it. I can take a cable and just reach back there and get it and crank it right up on that trailer and carry it wherever I want to.
That little come-along won't do it?
Yeah, but this other will do it so much nicer.
So much easier.
Yeah, and then you don't want to strain it. Strain that little old ton or half ton come along.
Yeah, see, I done broke the cables in mine.
Yeah.
On your come along?
Yeah.
Well, you don't. Yeah, and you got to have a cable. That's all the wine, isn't it?
Yeah.
You got to have that. That's right.
I got 100 foot of 3/8 cable on this other winch.
3/8?
100 foot.
What is this come along cable, a quarter?
Yeah.
How'd y'all get the plow out?
Oh, we weren't in trouble.
Yeah, we're getting plow, wasn't no trouble.
Mm.
Yeah, actually, wasn't no trouble getting the tractor out.
We just started the wrong end.
We just wasn't the wrong end.
That's the trouble my silo was. The silo's trench, I'll tell you. That damn fool stopped at the wrong end.
You started at the wrong end of the tractor?
We're trying to pull it backwards, and then the drawbars are digging in the ground.
Yes, sir, the whole damn trouble with that silo trench, you see. He started at this end, and he got out there, you see. And then he had to cut something to drain it. And that drainage ditch was just about so wide, you see, and that went through Flint.
That's right, Flint. Oh. The other went through clay.
That old gumbo clay.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's
you see, if he started down the far end and just taking it to what depth was convenient.
Yeah.
And then put in another one. But he didn't have that much sense. I didn't have that much sense. And I'm telling you, it hung over me even after the silage was long gone and the damned old ditch was out there. I couldn't fill it up.
It cost him as much
and
as
it still
was ditch
on there,
you see.
Yeah.
That's right. Being on the trail. I should have had a swimming pool made out of that.
That's right. Should never fill it all the way up.
It was just perfect for a swimming pool. Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd had a hard lifeguard to come out there to keep people from drowning.
I know. We'd have to build a high fence around it. Horses is bad enough. I didn't need a pool.
Frank, we better go.
Let's go.
Cookie, you know, these fellas that come out here, they ask you about your truck, and you know, they can't. They can't let you go ahead and tell them to ask any questions. Do you ever notice that?
And you notice what I do?
Well, you do the best you can.
Just shut up.
Shut up. That's all you can do.
Well, just shut up.
Why can't they just say, how about that truck out there? You do the rest.
They act like they know more about it than I do.
That's it. Yeah.
I just shut up.
Well, who can you talk to over there? On the whole damn campus. Have you run across anybody?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Two men.
Who's that?
I can talk to them now. When I started over there, I couldn't.
Yeah.
They'll stand up and listen to me now.
Just listen to you?
You ain't a joking to listen to me.
Lake Anderson?
That's right. N.R. Lake and Leon Epperson, the supervisor, the superintendent and the assistant superintendent. Now they'll listen to me.
They'll sit down and let you talk?
Yes, sir.
Well, how are these people going to find out everything? Put out a questionnaire.
Read it on paper then. And not know a bit more when they get done reading than they did before it started.
Well, now you know Hellstrom.
Yeah.
He ain't no better than the rest of them.
No, sir. But he won't let me talk. He won't let me either. He never has it. Let me explain one thing to him.
Is it?
No, sir.
Well, I hate to think of the time when I was the same way.
I guess the professor is the worst.
He asked me down there just yesterday how I was getting on with my work. I said, "You're just fine." And he went ahead and told me the rest of the time what I was doing.
They got through talking.
I had to open it. If I hadn't opened my mouth, there wouldn't have been nothing to it. But I opened my mouth and I said, "Just fine." And that opened the gate wide.
Yeah.
And he just walked right on in.
Yeah.
Now that's true.
Well, how did they find out about a horse or anything like that?
Well, I'm going to tell you, they found out the hard way.
Yeah.
They haven't been able to catch that horse for a week.
I tried to explain to them. I took my time.
Yeah.
3 solid hours. And went up there and to look at that horse.
Way on up there.
Way
that's
on
up towards Lake Ross.
Right. And told him, I said, "Now that's not the horse you want." It took us a solid hour to hem him up and catch him that day.
I'd love to have a horse I couldn't catch.
Go buy that one. Go buy that one.
Laura hadn't been able to catch him for a week.
Did she ride him?
She rides him when she can catch him. He won't come up even to be fed. She hadn't caught him all week. But Cookie, he's the sweetest riding horse I ever
That's
on.
Right, when he wants to.
He's just like a walking horse.
Under a woman. But you put a man on his back, and I'll guarantee you he'll move out.
Yeah.
I bet you remember me.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of horse he is. I mean, as far as Gates are concerned.
Well, he ain't the horse for them.
Can't catch him.
He's not the horse for them. I wouldn't give a little man for a field full of him. I wouldn't. Satisfaction. I wouldn't give a little man for a field full of him. That little man's the sweetest horse I ever owned, in a way. And in a way, he's the honorable thing I ever owned.
Is that right?
What'd he do?
Well, he just got a mean streak. That man that I bought him from abused him. Until he has got that mean streak, and he don't want nobody messing with him.
Oh, he's still got a little.
He's still got a little bit of that mean streak. He's never forgotten that.
It don't come out often.
Not very often, but when it comes out, you just let him alone.
You better just let him alone.
Yeah.
Not riding.
Oh yeah, if you can catch him, you can ride him.
But he doesn't like to be caught.
Every once in a while. But now Laura can catch him. I walk up to him and
yeah, isn't that amazing?
Laura can do anything with that horse she wants to.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't ever see any of anybody else over there. You don't see the learned people.
Who's Laura?
My sister.
Oh.
She's older than sister.
No.
They never come out.
She's been around the whole crazy.
Mm-hmm. Since
Mr. Lake cornered me up there and attempted to chew me out, up at Tower Dorm, he was set in his way, and he tried to get hold of me that he didn't want that dirt mixed with that clay. I said, it's too late, it's done mixed. He said, I didn't want the damn stuff mixed in there. I said, well, don't tell me about it. Go tell Mr. Melvin, because he's the man told me to mix it in there. I don't care. I still don't want it in there. I said, now you just back up one more time, Mr. Lake, and start again. I said, you make up your goddamn mind how you want this done and tell me and get the hell out of my way and I'll do it. Or I said, if you don't want that, I said, don't look like I can satisfy anybody out here. I'll just find something else to do. And I went over and pulled a shut off button on my tractor and started walking toward the street. Because I was going home. And he come and met me. He come and got me. He said, just come back a few minutes. He said, we can iron this whole thing out.
He did that.
Yes, sir. I said, now you just make up your mind how you want this done. Now you tell me how you want it done. Then don't you come back up here tomorrow and start changing the grades on me.
And he said, now you may have a point there.
He told me that.
Is that the time you said that?
Yes, sir. He said, well, you might have a point there. And he went straight as he could go to the office, and he got a hold of Leon and Melvin and Jerry Meyer. And he said, look, he said, I've got a man stirred up on the campus. He said, get out there and get him straightened out. They all said, well, who is it? It's Cookie. He said, he's so damn mad, he's ready to go home. And he said, I'm the cause of all of it. He said, I'm the cause of that whole job of taking so long. He said, I've changed the grade. Cookie said 8 times. And that's true.
That is.
I told him.
4 times.
And here come Leon. Oh, I'm telling you, they were just jumping up and down. And then directly here come Melvin. He come up through there just a truckling. And then poor little old Jerry Mayer, though, he drove all the way around back of Towers and slipped through the middle. Leon asked me, he said, Cookie, he said, what's the matter up here? I said, well, Leon, you asked me and I'm going to tell you. I said, if Mr. Lake can make up his mind what he wants done and tell me and let me alone, I'll do it. But I said, I can't work for 5 different men. I said, you tell me to do it one way, Jerry tells me to do it another way, Mr. Lake tells me to do it one way, Melvin tells me to do it one way, and I said, here comes the Liederman and he tells me to do it another way. And I said, who in the hell am I supposed to satisfy? He said, well, there's going to be grade stakes put up there. He said, you grade it to the stakes and everybody will be satisfied. I said, well, why in the hell ain't you first done that a long time ago? I said, I've graded this enough like I'd had it graded and planted a dozen times.
Oh, that's around the towers.
Yeah. Well, I wore that dirt out around them towers. Moving.
That's cookie dirt.
You ain't a joking, that's cookie dirt. I wore it out. But now, I had them all stirred up. They ain't a man out there can run that tractor like I did. I ain't bragging, but they ain't got a man out there.
I can imagine it.
Oh, I'm scared.
Yeah, they're afraid of it.
Uh-huh.
Well, I ain't afraid of that.
Well, if they get a man that can handle a machine, just one or two, they're made.
Most of the people that get over there can't handle anything.
No, they can't handle a shovel.
Mr. Waters would like some shovel handle.
You know.
Yeah.
But after that, the next, that happened on Tuesday. And on Thursday, by golly, he wrote up evaluation papers on me and sent them in and gave me 58 cents on the hour raise.
$0.58
on the hour.
58 cents on the hour. My cookie?
Just look what that'll do in a year's time.
Well, look what it'll do in a week.
I went from $2.42 an hour to $3.
Yeah.
I sure did. I was thinking my net was $194 every 2 weeks. And they had advanced $240 every 2 weeks.
Hmm.
Your net?
Yeah. So figure it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. 8 hours a day.
And you don't have a thing invested?
Not a thing. I ain't got a
thing. You would wear your Sunday school shoes if you want to.
You blame right I wear my Sunday school shoes. And do you think I'm going to get off that tractor and start shoveling? No. None of that's operator shovels. I tell them it ain't got a steering wheel and a gas feed on it. Why, I tell Lake Cat.
The shovel hadn't got it.
I tell him. Them shovels ain't got no gas feed and a steering wheel on them.
No place to shut down.
That's right.
You just stand up for yourself anywhere you are.
You don't keep a shovel with you?
No, sir. No, sir. I don't keep nothing with me, only my cap and the raincoat.
In case you want to shovel out or something.
No, sir. If I get stuck, I'll call the wrecker, let him pull me out.
Yes, we all live more now, just to go.
Well, now.
Well, that's right, you over there, Frank.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now, you going to follow your daddy's footsteps and tell him where to get off?
If he ran over me, I will.
You haven't got a thing invested, and you can wear your Sunday school shoes. And you take home more clear money in a week than you did in a month down that other place.
You put in less hours.
I put in a lot less hours.
Yeah. And you don't have to feel sorry for yourself all the time.
And you don't have to put up with no back talk.
Including that old fool Etheridge.
That's right. You don't have to put up with no back talk, because you can tell them exactly where to get off at. I'm not bragging, but I got it made with the university.
You think 6 months is, well, do it.
If you get on them in the right way and show them that you're going to do what's right, regardless of whether they're right or wrong, you do what's right.
Yeah.
And prove it to them that you're right, and you'll win out.
You got to show a little muscle anywhere you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is, you can't just give in all the time.
You got to back up and brace.
But there's one thing you didn't get ahead of a moment. That garbage truck.
Well, you know. Right now, since they have cut the, they reevaluated that garbage truck, and the driver on it, the most he can make is $2.20 an hour.
Yes.
He starts out at $1.90.
But that was such a nice opportunity to see the campus.
Yeah, he saw everything.
Cookie wanted to stay on the garbage because he could sightsee.
Oh, really?
I could sightsee and catch every trade on campus.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
As it is, I don't never catch a trade.
No, you're on that tractor.
I don't never catch a sale. I mean, I don't ever see nothing for sale.
Yeah, you wouldn't, on your own time, you wouldn't cruise around looking. Just wouldn't do it, would you?
No. When I was working on the garbage truck, I didn't have to.
No, you just had a couple hours to, between stops and...
Yeah. See, you picked up garbage at Taggart and went over to Anderson and picked it up. Picked it up at Peabody and when we came down to the infirmary and picked up garbage and then we drifted the rest of the time.
That was good.
See all of the sale signs on the
actually
truck?
One load a day. That first load of the morning was between 8 and 9:30. I mean, actually, that's all the work I did. Just drive around and look for a pile of brochures. If they're too big, well, we let somebody else get it.
Yeah.
And most generally, they're all too big.
But they, it's a shameful though, Cookie, that a man can put in so much time on his own and take all that responsibility and have somebody give him a dead burn, bad check. It just eats him up, you see. He just got to hire out.
You got to let somebody else. Bigger than you are, have the responsibility.
Yes, sir.
Well, we sat here, Cookie sat there with a pocket full of bad checks in that station.
Oh,
head.
Yeah.
Head.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I mean,
nice.
Hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
Having
right.
To
and I still ain't got them all.
And you talk about suffering.
Man.
Oh, at one time, I had over $1,000 worth of bad checks in my pocket.
That's the service station?
Yes, sir. And I still ain't got them all.
And that wasn't, it wasn't your fault either, because there were people that...
From his friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I couldn't catch up with and save my neck.
Yeah.
And I, yet I have not caught up with a lot of them yet.
One policeman.
Right.
Sure is.
He sure is. Yes, sir. He's a lieutenant on the Gainesville Police Force.
Why, Cookie? Well, if you ever get arrested, you sure hope he's the one that arrests you.
Now, he sits in the office and tells the rest of them what to do. Yeah, and then because, well, I'll tell you how he treated me. I ought to put him out, I ought to put him out and cause him to lose his job. I ought to. Yeah, it's been about 6-7 weeks ago. I went to Gainesville one evening. One Saturday evening. And, drove up to a stop sign. Looked both ways. There wasn't nobody coming. I didn't come to a dead stop. I almost, but I didn't come to a dead stop. I just eased on through. Wasn't nobody coming. No, I was the only one out.
Oh.
Thought. And you know, I went down the street about 7 or 8 blocks. And here come a policeman. Them blue light flicker. You know it cost me $37.50. I sure did. And I took it down. I said, Walter, what can you do about this? Cookie, there ain't a goddamn thing I can do about you on a stop sign. Just as sarcastic as he could be. I said, okay, all right. I paid him $37.50. I ought to put these out and make him, cause him to lose his job. That's him being so sarcastic. Well, now, he can avoid that ticket, and I know it.
Mm-hmm. He's avoided too many for other people.
Yeah.
But I guarantee if it had been a nigger, he'd have marked her out. He sure would.
Well, you got friends like I got friends. Now, that's the sort of friends I have. but you don't have to get your car to go through the inspection station. They don't have to have backup lights. Just the rear...
The stoplights.
Stoplights.
And tail lights.
Yeah.
Of course, you see, I don't have to have no windshield lights on mine. I don't have to have no horns on mine.
On your car to take it through the thing?
I don't have to have no emergency brake on mine.
Now it says you come on.
I went up past that 53 Chevrolet right out there.
Yeah.
I stopped at the Minute Market and I bought me a 57-cent pack of cigars. And before I got in there to where they checked the lights, why, I called Bob. I said, Bob, come out here. I said, smoke a good cigar. He took a little bit. I said, here, put this in your pocket for a while. Okay. And they went up there and they just waved by them lights, went through the motions, pull up on the brake machine. I pulled up on the brake machine. That's good enough. Go on. They didn't even raise the front end of that car up and check the ball joints or the tie rod ends or nothing. They put the sticker on it, and I went on about my business, getting $4. They didn't ask me if I had a horn, a windshield wiper, emergency brake. They didn't even check the turn signals on it.
But heck, Cookie, I can go buy a box of cigars and do that.
I can.
Good trade, huh?
You wait till I get ready to take this old truck out there. Actually, it ain't supposed to pass inspection. It's got a crack winch in it, but I'll get it through inspection.
Oh, it has?
Yeah, it's got a little crack in the top. It's more than 6 inches long. If a crack is more than 6 inches long, they ain't supposed to pass it.
See a crack out?
But,
Well, it's not over your vision.
No.
What can you do to a crack to sort of camouflage it? Nothing.
Yeah.
Put a little mud on it.
I'm gonna drive it through the biggest mud hole I can find and leave it on there.
Lights and all, everything be just muddy.
Right. Let them all be muddy.
Now you can't do that everywhere. It's just one or two.
I got to pick my lane before I go through there.
You better look at your lane, and you can't let that man out there tell you which lane to go through.
There ain't nobody to come out and tell me where to go.
You used to work here.
See, I work there, and they didn't drive me no place. They've been begging me to come back out there. I can go back out there and go to work anytime I want to.
You wouldn't do it.
No. The only cussing I ever took in my life was out there. The only one.
Yeah. Is old Goof Hunter still at the head of it?
Bob Perry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just lets her go.
That's the biggest money making racket in the state of Florida.
Oh, is it?
To me, it is.
Oh.
See, I can go out there and get anything. I'll take a wheelbar out there and put a sticker on.
Ain't that something? Mm-hmm.
I can't.
Just so you got $4.
I'll take $4 out there and put a sticker on just about anything.
Well, now they turn old JJ down and people like that.
Yes, sir, but when I was with J.J., there wasn't none turned down.
Implied to get through that?
No, sir. when JJ was out there, when I was out with JJ, why, I took lots of people's cars through there for JJ after they had turned down. I took them back out there and they went right on through, just like that.
Yeah.
I know that. Mm-hmm.
What, Cookie, what do you do? Just write that off, that $37 and a half?
Yeah.
Just forget about it.
That's all you can do. It's gone.
I pulled out that check.
And you never run into the people, those people anymore. You don't want to run into them. Well, now, the deputies couldn't help you on that. That's the sheriff, though.
I've got over $300 over at the sheriff's office right now of bad checks.
But now, the sheriff won't treat you like that. It's just the city.
Yeah.
Well, the city, you know, if I didn't have to come through the city, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, but I've got to cross, I've got to go slap across it. Every day. Mm-hmm. I got to go from one side of town to the other.
Yeah. And there's no through street. And furthermore, you got to go on all the side streets. Sooner or later.
Yeah. Of course, now see, if I live this way, down here, I could go in the back way and completely miss town.
Yeah, you're going 34.
Mm-hmm. Turn off up here just the other side of the prairie and go in that way.
Yeah, that'd be a great help. Let me see now. When is the parade? Friday?
Friday. 2 o'clock, Friday afternoon.
What's the best way to get there? I mean, just come on up.
Up in the middle of town.
Ahead of time? Mm-hmm. A little bit?
Yeah.
Where does the traffic be the worst? Where would you park? No, like that. I've never been over there much, you know.
Well, they'll leave the school and go down Lake Street. Turn to the right in Lake Street, right up through the center of town.
That's where it goes.
Yeah. Back around by the Baptist Church and back down to the school and everybody dismount.
And they go up by that church first, come down to 10 inches back there.
Well, they might go that way. I don't know.
Well, Babe and Rowdy ought to be used to it by now. They've been in a parade before.
Yeah, but
they're going to decorate the horses?
Yeah, they're going to put straw hats on. Yeah, they're going to put straw hats on the horse.
That's for the eighth grade.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stick their ears through it.
Oh. Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah, I'm going to get down. As soon as I get off from work, Wednesday evening, I'm going to come down here and hook them up and get the wire edge off of them.
Yeah, they haven't been.
I'm going to work them Wednesday evening and Thursday evening.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to come and get them Friday morning. I'm going to take them home up there, and I'm going to work the wire edge off of them up there Friday morning as soon as I get them there.
Yeah.
I'm going to have them tired before they ever start in the parade.
Yeah.
Yeah, last year we didn't.
See, last year we didn't, and they kind of acted up a little bit. But I'm gonna have them tired before they start that parade this year.
Like you were saying.
Yeah, you're gonna get them plowed, or what you gonna do to them?
I don't know. I'm gonna try to find a disc or something to tear up some that steel back there to where I can put some rye and bahia back there. I'm going to sort and rye and behave.
Over at your house?
Over at my house.